The Limits of Language. Trauma overwhelms listeners as well as speakers. In The Great War in Modern Memory, his masterful study of World War I, Paul Fussell comments brilliantly on the zone of silence that trauma creates. He writes, "One of the cruxes of war is the collision between events and the language available, or thought appropriate, to describe them. Logically, there is no reason why the English language could not perfectly well render the actuality of warfare. It is rich in terms like blood, terror, agony, madness, shit, cruelty, murder, sellout, pain, and hoax, as well as phrases like legs blown off, intestines gushing out over his hands, screaming all night, bleeding to death from the rectum, and the like. The problem was less one of language than of gentility and optimism. The real reason that soldiers fall silent is that soldiers have discovered that no one is very interested in the bad news they have to report. What listener wants to be torn and shaken when he doesn't have to be? We have made unspeakable mean indescribable. It really means nasty." Talking about painful events doesn't necessarily establish community. Often quite the contrary. Families and organizations may reject members who air the dirty laundry. Friends and family can lose patience with people who get stuck in their grief or hurt. And this is one reason why trauma victims often withdraw and why their stories become rote narratives, edited into a form least likely to provoke rejection. It is an enormous challenge to find safe places to express the pain of trauma, which is why survivor groups like Alcoholics Anonymous, Adult Children of Alcoholics, Narcotics Anonymous, and other support groups can be so critical. Finding a responsive community in which to tell your truth makes recovery possible. That's also why survivors need professional therapists who are trained to listen to the agonizing details of their lives. I recall the first time a veteran told me about killing a child in Vietnam. I had a vivid flashback to when I was about 7 years old, and my father told me that a child next door had been beaten to death by Nazi soldiers in front of our house for showing a lack of respect. My reaction to the veteran's confession was too much to bear, and I had to end the session. That is why therapists need to have done their own intensive therapy, so they can take care of themselves and remain emotionally available to their patients, even when their patients' stories arouse feelings of rage or revulsion.